You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 55 degrees, KSL's top story. The first face-off comes in October. The NHL is officially coming to Utah. This is just a month and a half after Jazz owner Ryan Smith teased buying a team with a photo on X. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe live with Reaction Downtown. Amy?
Jeff, it didn't take long today to find some NHL fans.
Really excited about having an NHL team. I think it's wonderful to expand.
Very excited.
Yeah, I think it's great.
We know Smith bought the Phoenix team for just over $1 billion. What he didn't buy, though, is the Coyotes' name, so he'll have to find a new name.
The Utah Sagebrush. I don't know.
Yeah, the brine shrimp.
That would be great.
I don't know. The snowbirds. I kind of like the snowbirds.
The seagulls. How about that?
Even though some of those name suggestions are pretty awesome, we did learn in the last hour that five names have been registered with the U.S. Trademark Office. KSL Sports reports the names are Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah HC, and Utah Hockey Club. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
On the text line here, 57500, we have a suggestion of the Utah Hoodoos. Last night, the Coyotes ended their season with a win that left their fans a bit wistful. Listen to the final moments of the last ever game in Phoenix.
Valley hockey fans who have been so loyal and so passionate and have been so resilient. And the people in the stands are certainly enjoying it, but this salute is for every Coyotes fan throughout the last 28 years.
A final sign-off before the Phoenix players hitch up their wagons and head to Utah. Ryan Smith is wasting no time selling seats. His Utah Jazz have already sent out an email letting Hoop fans know that they're already accepting $100 deposits for season tickets to the Utah to be named Laters at the Delta Center. An hour ago, he posted they've already sold 6,000 season ticket deposits. KSL News Time 5:33, former President Trump's hush money trial is taking a big step forward this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a jury of 12 people has been seated this afternoon. The rapid progress propelling the case closer to opening statements and sparking angry words from Mr. Trump.
Justice is on trial. You know, the whole world is watching this New York scam. It's expected, though.
The jury includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. Meantime, President Biden received an endorsement from a famed family in Democratic politics.
And with my hero, President Joe Biden.
More than a dozen members of the Kennedy family, including siblings of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., were on hand at a campaign event in Philadelphia. The U.S. has blocked a resolution backing U.N. membership for Palestine. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel says the move is premature.
Premature actions in New York, even with the best intentions, will not achieve statehood for the Palestinian people.
This is the second Palestinian attempt to become a full member of the U.N. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Schleyers, KSL News Radio.
We're all shook out this afternoon after this morning's Great Utah Shakeout. We'd like you to know what they're teaching kids in school about surviving a quake. Here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
We try to be as ready as we can.
Evergreen Junior High Principal Ryan Shaw says while kids at his school are old enough where they're usually familiar with what to do, it's still important to keep practicing. He says they're all trained to drop cover and hold on and make sure it's clear before evacuating the school. He says then teachers are assigned designated areas to take their students to. They then report in about their students and if they've picked up any stragglers.
Shaw tells Dave and Dujanovic administrators would check the building for damage before anyone goes back inside. While we often talk about the big one, you're well aware that we could also face the not quite that big one anytime.
Most of them were not felt. You know, we record in Utah about 1,200 earthquakes a year, but most of them are very small and not felt by people.
U of U seismologist Catherine Whitten tells Dave and Dujanovic people don't start feeling anything until a quake is about 2.5 or higher. The Bureau of Land Management is out with a new rule that critics say oversteps the state's authority. On that, the feds say they want to protect wildlife and landscapes. The public lands rule prioritizes conservation. Congressman John Curtis argues what happens on public land should be up to Utahns, and he's hoping to get the rule repealed. KSL News Time 5:35 now. We'll get you home with First Look traffic. Ricky, where's the trouble?
It seems to be all over, but on northbound I-15, we do have heavy delays from Orem to American Fork. Bangor Highway seeing stop-and-go speeds tonight, southbound between 6200 South and 90th. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My Minute's on the way next.